Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Leo Haviland joins us on a regular basis to try to restore some order with limited success. He's the author of Words on the Street. He's a Wall Street analyst extraordinaire. He's our Wall Street analyst. Leo, thanks again for being here. LeoHaviland.com. Leo, I have been saying for a decade that China is in a... We're in World War III with China. And I've been trying to explain to people this is not a Cold War because we are being invaded. We have been invaded. They have landed on our shores. I began talking about it in terms of cybersecurity. They're breaching of our institutions, of our corporations, getting in and make, and I'm not even talking about political messing around. I'm talking about stealing our stuff right out from under our nose in our homeland. I started calling it World War III because of that. But more recently with the political issues and their online the corporations that they've created that are offering apps for people in America that are tied to the communist army, the military in China, all of that, when you combine all of that, which I believe is real, and you combine the leftward-leaning federal government that we're about to have, are we and the debt that we've got and all that, could we be seeing the end of capitalism as you and I knew it, as we know it?
We're certainly amidst a dramatic change in what's valued in capitalism, where you say on one side there is the highly individualistic Main Street small business type capitalism. Now we see on the larger business side, significant tendencies here and overseas on oligopoly and monopoly growing.
Yeah,
that's in the U.S. too.
Corporate America is. I mean, corporate America is no longer corporate America. It's global America. I mean, global corporate now, isn't it?
Yes, and a parallel to that, which you're underlining in a way, is say increasing left wing or a big government in America and much of the West, and that comes not just from the left, Jim, in my view, but also from the right insofar as it's seeking entitlements. And what's the parallel internationally? It's the growth of relative autocracies or one-party governments in China and Russia and many other places.
Right.
So capitalism certainly is being challenged significantly, and you raise an excellent point.
Well, that's my concern, and isn't Wall Street... I mean, I take every opportunity I can to stick my finger in the eye of Wall Street, Leo, as you know, but I believe Wall Street's successes, their inability to rein in their own greed and to leverage technology to do that, vis-a-vis the what happened in 2008, I still think that didn't have anything to do with mortgages. It was all about excessive greed on Wall Street. All of that and what we know now and the lack of any kind of devotion to America, global corporate, as I say, isn't Wall Street becoming part really their own worst enemy in terms of capitalism?
They're endangering it to some extent, certainly in the capitalism of the traditional sense, they're in it for themselves, right?
Yeah, yeah. And
we're the community values,
right? And now there's a lot of people have shown a lot of evidence that China has infiltrated Wall Street, has infiltrated Washington. Are you concerned about this? As you analyze all these things?
You've been very insightful on China and related issues. I'm concerned, as you are, that China is not entirely a friendly partner of the United States. Look at their effort to gain power in economic sense and within America. Look at how they keep educating their persons in U.S. schools. Why are doing that?
Yeah. It's a multifaceted, it's the reason why I call it a war, Leo, and it is not a cold war, folks. This is an active war with real ordnance, just not bullets. Hey, Leo, good job today. Will you come back?
Yes, sir. Thanks very much for having me as your guest, Jim.
LeoHaviland.com, folks. Check out his website. You'll be smarter when you read what he writes. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.